DeepEnglish.com.
Building Bridges, Active Speaking, Part A. Nelson Mandela once said, "Hatred is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies." Is hatred like drinking poison? Yes, hatred is like drinking poison. Is it like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies? Yes, it is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies. Who said, "Hatred is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies"? Nelson Mandela said, "Hatred is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies." In other words, not being able to forgive is self-defeating. Is not being able to dance self-defeating? No. Not being able to dance is not self-defeating. Not being able to forgive is self-defeating. Mandela, an activist and the first democratically elected president of South Africa, is an icon for peace and forgiveness. Was Mandela an activist? Yes, Mandela was an activist. What country was he the first democratically elected president of? He was the first democratically elected president of South Africa. What is he an icon for? He is an icon for peace and forgiveness. He spent 27 years in prison. He was separated from his family and friends. How many years did he spend in prison? He spent 27 years in prison. Who was he separated from? He was separated from his family and friends. He suffered hard labor, solitary confinement, and humiliation at the hands of his captors. Did he suffer hard labor, solitary confinement, and humiliation at the hands of his captors? Yes, he suffered hard labor, solitary confinement, and humiliation at the hands of his captors. When he finally became free, it would have been easy for him to give in to hatred. Would it have been easy for him to give in to hatred when he finally became free? Yes, it would have been easy for him to give in to hatred when he finally became free. It would have been easy for him to seek revenge. Would it have been easy for him to seek revenge? Yes, it would have been easy for him to seek revenge. Instead, he chose to forgive and set an example for the world. Instead, what did he choose to do? Instead, he chose to forgive. Who did he set an example for? He set an example for the world. Of course, some things are easy to forgive, but other things are more difficult to let go. Are some things easy to forgive? Yes, some things are easy to forgive. Are other things more difficult to let go? Yes, other things are more difficult to let go. Where you stand on whether the next man deserves forgiveness might depend on how much you use the internet. Does where you stand on whether the next man deserves forgiveness depend on how much you use the internet? Yes, where you stand on whether the next man deserves forgiveness depends on how much you use the internet. In 1994, the internet was still in its infancy. At that time, Ethan Zuckerman was a computer programmer for Tripod.com. Was the internet still in its infancy in 1894? No, the internet wasn't still in its infancy in 1894. The internet was still in its infancy in 1994. Who was a computer programmer for Tripod.com? Ethan Zuckerman was a computer programmer for Tripod.com. Tripod's biggest achievement was the creation of an easy-to-use website builder. Was Tripod's creation of an easy-to-use website builder their biggest achievement or their smallest achievement? Tripod's creation of an easy-to-use website builder was their biggest achievement. Tripod offered free websites, and in exchange, Tripod sold ads on their users' websites. What did Tripod offer free? Tripod offered free websites. What did Tripod sell in exchange on their users' websites? Tripod sold ads in exchange on their users' websites. The problem was there were all kinds of Tripod websites with all kinds of content. Was the problem that there were all kinds of Tripod websites with all kinds of content? Yes, the problem was that there were all kinds of Tripod websites with all kinds of content. When a car company became upset because its ad was appearing on a Tripod website showing sexual content, Ethan found the solution. Why did a car company become upset? A car company became upset because its ad was appearing on a Tripod website showing sexual content. Who found the solution? Ethan found the solution. He would show the ad in a separate window so advertisers would no longer complain about what kind of website their ad was connected to. Would he show the ad in the same window or a separate window? He would show the ad in a separate window. Was it so advertisers would no longer complain about what kind of website their ad was connected to? Yes, it was so advertisers would no longer complain about what kind of website their ad was connected to. Ethan created the pop-up ad. What did Ethan create? Ethan created the pop-up ad. These pop-ups are the windows that pop up over internet sites blocking the article you're trying to read. Are pop-ups the doors that pop up over internet sites? No, pop-ups aren't the doors that pop up over internet sites. Pop-ups are the windows that pop up over internet sites. What do pop-ups do to the article you're trying to read? Pop-ups block the article you're trying to read. These ads have been getting under the skin of people all over the world and making their blood boil for years. Who is responsible? Ethan Zuckerman. Who is responsible for these ads getting under the skin of people all over the world? Ethan Zuckerman is responsible for these ads getting under the skin of people all over the world. Have the ads been making people's blood boil for years or for hours? The ads have been making people's blood boil for years. Ethan now regrets creating the pop-up ad, but says our intentions were good. Does Ethan regret creating the pop-up ad? Yes, Ethan regrets creating the pop-up ad. Were his intentions good or bad? His intentions were good. While this might be true, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Is the road to hell paved with gold? No, the road to hell isn't paved with gold. The road to hell is paved with good intentions.